You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Are Bernie Sanders supporters on board yet? Ready to get past their disappointment, their anger, in some cases their extreme dislike of Hillary Clinton? With us now from Philadelphia, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell of Michigan's 12th District. Thank you so much for being here.
Cynthia, it is great to be with you and everybody listening.
What do you think the high points were from last night? What were they for you?
Well, you know, I actually loved yesterday's convention because it clearly wasn't a backroom scripted convention. And I think democracy thrives when more people are engaged and involved. Clearly, there was tension on the floor at the beginning of the day. I didn't like the fact that streets were shut down, but it did remind me of my early days of being caring and emotional and passionate. Once our First Lady Michelle Obama gave her speech, the room was quiet. She engaged everybody. She pulled us together. And then the speeches, Elizabeth Warren's speech and then Senator Sanders' speech, they were important speeches last night. And I think what we need to do is to celebrate the passion that everybody has, the intensity that they feel, and quite frankly, the people are reengaging in the process and that they do care about outcomes.
And we certainly know, as you alluded to, that contingent of furious Sanders supporters, they're visible, they're vocal, even to the point where Senator Sanders sent that message out asking them, please don't boo on the convention floor. Can you talk to the majority of the Michigan Democratic voters who did give the state to Bernie Sanders in the primary? Why wouldn't they see those leaked emails and say, I knew it, the system is rigged, and the people who run the party who are supposed to be neutral, they had their finger on the scale for Hillary Clinton all along? What do you say to those people?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say that Michigan shows you that the finger wasn't on the scale. To me, it was a decision that Senator Clinton made not to campaign as vigorously in Michigan as Senator Sanders did. And he won. And he won fair and square. So that's why I would argue that the finger wasn't on the scale, that each state had their elections and presidential campaigns are complicated. They have a limited amount of money and time, and people have to make a decision about which states they're going to play in. He played in Michigan and he won. But I'll go beyond that and say some of those emails were very upsetting and disappointing because I don't believe religion should ever be a tool in any election in either party. But for the most part, there were criticisms of the Clintons inside some of those emails as well. They were disappointing, but I really do not believe that this was a rigged primary system. I think that Senator Clinton earned those votes, but I have nothing but respect for how hard Senator Sanders ran, campaigned, and how well he did.
How long have you known Hillary Clinton, Congresswoman?
A long time. We are working political spouses together at a time that political spouses didn't work. So I really met her in the late 80s before President Clinton became President Clinton. As a matter of fact, he had just given a too long speech at a Democratic convention, and people thought that his political career was over. She and I both have always worked for children, and I met her through the Children's Defense Fund and through a woman named Betty Bumpers, who had gotten me involved as a young wife and how I could work on issues that I cared about and wanted to make a difference on, and we both cared about kids.
So you've known her all of these decades. What are your thoughts behind that huge disconnect between the Hillary Clinton that you know and the one that some 56% of voters say they don't like and don't trust? What's behind that disconnect?
You know, I'm going to tell you that I think one of the issues is that you have to understand what it's like to be in the public eye and that you do become protective, maybe a bit defensive. I mean, I felt bad for Melania last week. I don't think anybody deliberately went out and plagiarized a speech, and that one has to think about how public and how hard that kind of speech is. So she's had a lot of shots taken at her. If you know her as a friend, there is no better friend. You know, I can give you story after story, the most recent being when John was in intensive care a couple of years ago, and people didn't think he was going to live. She was the very first person to call me. Are you okay? Do you need anything? Can I do anything? That's the Hillary Clinton that I know. But she doesn't always let anybody see that. So I wish that everybody could see that side of her. And I think she's got to let people see her. The next few months are going to be critical in having people really see who she is and having people get to know her.
And do you expect that from her on Thursday night, is that the tone you hope she presents? Or what are you looking for, a tough tone, conciliatory? What are you looking for?
I want, in that speech on Thursday night, for Hillary Clinton to show people who she is, that there is this very real side of her, but she's very experienced. She's very seasoned. You know, she's one of the most experienced persons to ever run for office. When you look at her qualifications, the amount of time that she has spent in the public policy arena, the number of people she's worked with together, the people that she has brought together. This is a woman who is a bridge builder that knows how to bring people of disparate viewpoints together. She's not somebody that's been interested in the sound bite. She's somebody that wants to solve problems. And I think that's what the American people want right now, is that they want somebody who's going to solve problems. I hope that she'll show people that that's who she is, how experienced she is, and that there is this wonderful, loving, caring side of her that she's got to let people see.
Let's just talk about this moment in history and what's going to happen tonight. It certainly seems that the Democratic Party is ready to write American history, becoming the first major party to nominate a woman to be president. What are your thoughts as this big, thick glass ceiling finally cracks?
You know, I'm supporting Hillary Clinton because I think she's the most qualified person for the job, not because she is a woman. And I think because it is Hillary Clinton, and I have experienced so many things with her over the years, that it's going to be a very emotional moment for me. When she and I had jobs and were married to political people, you can't remember the criticisms that we got just because we wanted to keep working. And we've got stories after stories of things that have happened to us during our careers. I am so happy that younger women don't have to experience some of the things that we experience. I mean, I am not old, but I'm seasoned. And I remember when we couldn't walk in the front door of the Detroit Athletic Club. Young women don't have to even think about the kinds of things that we had to think about. And, you know, Michelle Obama almost cried last night when she talked about her daughters never having to even think about whether a woman could be president of the United States. Thursday night's going to be a wonderful moment in history, especially for some of us who can remember what it was like when we first wanted to work. And I remember my job interview with General Motors, and I was asked in it, why would a woman want to work at General Motors? And now we have a woman CEO.
Case made. Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. It was great talking with you, Congresswoman. Thank you so much for being with us today on Stateside.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.